This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Respond to your questions before you ask them. You see, that's how psychic we are here on the DJV program. If you have questions, we have answers. The thing is, the answers come before the questions, which makes this a truly unique experience. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is cold.
We're right.
Niagara Falls is frozen over. It's warmer today, though, here on the farm than it was yesterday. Yesterday, with the winds, it was almost 30 below. But today, winds have calmed down, and it's 5 degrees, and it only feels like zero. So we're making progress here. This time tomorrow, it'll be 48. Thursday, 50. So we'll get rid of some of the snow. The real problems created by the snow for me and for Daisy Mae, my dog, is she's never seen the snow before. She doesn't know where to poop and pee because she needs grass to do that. So she's having a real tough time. All right, so that's the report from the farm. Jennifer, do you have a report from the West Coast?
Definitely a little different than the grass report.
Okay.
We have plenty of grass in full view on the West Coast. Trending is a story about the Covington Catholic students. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about this, but over the weekend, there was a clip of video that went viral that had everyone from the media to celebrities commenting about the bad behavior of these teenagers wearing Make America Great Again hats. This was at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. And the group of kids, one of them, Nick Sandman, who is a Covington Catholic student, Catholic high school student, easy to say, from Kentucky, they were waiting for their bus to come. And they were approached by some guys who consider themselves to be, they're African-American Israelites. They call themselves the Black Hebrew Israelites group. And they started shouting and saying hateful things to the teens for no apparent reason. This Native American elder also got involved. He kind of got into the center of this action. And when the video first went out, the thought was that these kids wearing the MAGA hats were the ones screaming horrible things at this Native American man. Well, everybody jumped onto this, including Jamie Lee Curtis and many other celebrities. Kathy Griffin was sending out the address of these boys and their families, saying that somebody should go take care of them. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis has now had to apologize because the whole video came out. This boy from Covington Catholic School, his name's Nick Sandman, he came out yesterday with a letter saying, look, maybe you guys ought to look at the whole video because I didn't scream anything at these Native American man. In fact, it was these Black Hebrew Israelites who were taunting and shouting hateful things at us, at the teens, for no apparent reason other than the fact that they were wearing these Make America Great Again hats. So after this full version of what went down started to circulate, a lot of mainstream media outlets and a lot of celebrities had to either delete their tweets or started backing off. But this has become pretty much a viral story that has gone in all the craziest of directions.
Mention.
And another good reminder for us not to just believe the video clip and instead read the whole story or look at the whole video.
All right. So, you having brought that up brings me around to something else. The response from General Motors, the consumers who are angry at GM after story about alleged widespread racism in the plant in Toledo. The main Twitter account read yesterday, quote, We're outraged that anyone would be subjected to racist behavior. We have zero tolerance for discrimination. This is not who we are. We're working to drive this out of our workplace. They responded to a variety of people who started tweeting about the allegations and the outrage focused on them. Many are saying in comments that they would never buy a car from GM again unless the atmosphere was fixed. I remember when President Obama and his administration bailed out General Motors when they went bankrupt. And people said because they didn't like Barack Obama, they were never going to buy a General Motors car again. Is there anything more stupid than that? I don't know anything about the allegations. Maybe it's
bad.
In Toledo. But if it is, then hopefully the employees who have sued the company are going to get a lot of money out of that.
I hope so.
There were nooses hanging in the bathrooms, whites only. By the way, this is not something, having gone to school in northwestern Ohio, about 40 miles from Toledo, I'm not going to suggest to you that today or then that this is not possible, because there are a lot of people in Ohio, as there are in many other states, if not every state, who think that this is the way it ought to work, that blacks ought not to be allowed in bathrooms. Go back to the 1950s when blacks and whites couldn't use the same latrine in the service. And that was part of what moved Martin Luther King through the 50s and into the 60s to try to work on racial equality. So there is a lot of this thinking, no question about it. Apparently, two of the supervisors were regularly called the N-word. They were black supervisors who were denounced as boy, ignored by their subordinates.
By who was called? Who were saying that?
Their subordinates.
Who does this?
People who worked for them.
Yeah, and the people who apparently worked for them, these two supervisors in particular went to their supervisors to report the activity. One of the white employees was brought into the office, I guess, and was spoken to, and then nothing ever happened. There was no disciplinary action taken. And then one of the black supervisors was told to just let it go and get along with everybody. And that's pretty much how they resolved
yeah,
it, if
how
you
they
want
handled
to call it,
yeah.
it that.
Yeah.
Apparently there were Nazi symbols that people were wearing underneath their coveralls. Like, when you read the whole list of things that these nine employees are alleging, it is just horrendous.
Crazy.
So
like,
they fired the nine employees?
This?
Have they fired the nine employees? That's my question.
Well, these are the nine employees who are suing them. These are the black employees who are suing them. So I don't
know
if they've been fired.
How many white employees are supposedly involved in this? Is there a
count? Oh, I don't know. It seems like it's a lot. There hasn't been I haven't seen an exact count of how many white employees have been. This is apparently systemic in this place, and that this is just, this was a problem everywhere. In the whole facility.
In the plant.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is happening in other plants, but in this one plant, they've got nine black employees who have brought this lawsuit together.
Be interesting just to see horrible. The reaction if people don't know what the reaction is on our Twitter account. It's at DJV Show. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. I would be interested to have people's point of view expressed there. We'll maybe go over there after a while, see what sort of comments there are. I find this sort of thing, again, Victoria just said something that was pretty appropriate. What year is this? Hello, it's Tuesday, the 22nd of January, 2019. As they say, Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord, 2019. It isn't 1852. It's not 1819. So are we not any further ahead? With some people, apparently we aren't. This is very much on my part a value judgment. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I say this frequently on the air. You go back to the Genome Project of 20, 25 years ago, which is basically aimed at figuring out what the contents of our bodies, the makeup of our bodies, was depending on your race. And it made no difference what your race was. Contents of our bodies were all the same. There's like 0.04% difference in certain things that between blacks and people who are Asians and white people. It's just What is it? Why are you worried? What is there about shaking a black man's hand? Or if you're a black man, what is there about shaking a white man's hand? Or anybody who's different? What's the difference? What is it that gets you all worked up about this? And that's not a rhetorical question. You can feel free to respond to that, too.
We've lost power with the words. The thing that drives me nuts is when somebody doesn't like someone, they say that they're a racist or they call them Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
And when you call everybody that, it loses power
for the people that actually are racist.
And so yeah. I think we have to get out of that dangerous space where if we just don't like someone, we're going to automatically call them something like that. Because those words have power. They really do.
Well,
or they should.
And it's the same, whether it's racism, sexism, whatever the bias may be, those words are overused. I agree with you, Jennifer, in our society, because anytime anybody says anything that may be a little off color or maybe not smart, but it's the pattern. If you keep doing it, then you are an X. But if you do it once or you stumble into it or you make a mistake or something, you know.
Well, it's kind of like the example over the weekend. Everybody was saying that these boys from Covington High School were racist and that their family should be tracked down and that they should be tracked down. It's so much so that the school's actually thinking about suing the media because they helped kind of pervert the story. And everybody was very quick to call these kids racist. It turns out the real racists were the black Hebrews who were shouting things at everyone. And no one seems to want to bring that up, you know. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I just think we just need to do better. And these people obviously need to do better. If they're being called these names, that's ridiculous that a company would let that go on forever in 2019. That's horrible. It just doesn't make any sense.
You got to wonder, I mean, Detroit's right up the road, and those are the buildings for General Motors headquarters are from Toledo to Detroit is, I think, 50 miles, 50, 60 miles at the most. So what are they paying attention to? That really doesn't speak as well. It speaks horribly about the Toledo plan, but also about the whole management structure. They can't not know what's going on there. What's the lady's name that runs GM? Mary? Last name begins with a B. I can't remember what it is, but...
I forget, this has gone all the way to the top now because this is just...
Of course.
You know, it's something has to be done. I don't know... I don't know. Can you discipline racism out of your workplace?
Well, you can fire them if you make the code. You can get
it just seems like the outlier because we have so much political correctness. Like, everybody's losing their job for things much less, I mean, on the scale of things and what's happening to these people at GM. You would think it's just hard to believe that there's a company that's not worried about that.
How do people get joy out of doing this? That would be my question. Who likes to do this kind of stuff? Food for thought. It's the DJV program now with some food for thought about the impression that you create with people when you first meet them. If you're trying to get a new job, maybe you found somebody you'd like to date or get cozy with, then perhaps I can tell you about this product that we've been talking about off and on for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I've been using the Power Swabs way to whiten my teeth for that long, and perhaps you remember when we talked about it, is the same product, actually better and more available. Because now you can get it from this phone number, 800-208-1797, for half the retail price. We didn't have that offer before. That's right, half the retail price. This is the way to, in just 5 minutes, whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades. Keep doing it, and in 5, 6, 7 days, you'll see another 2 shades whiter. And you go down the line... You can get to 10, 12 shades. Your teeth will be white again. That's the bottom line. So call 800-208-1797. Take my advice. Take my word for it. My experience counts, I think. And some of the ladies have the same experience with Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. And use the code DJV to save 50% off on the world's best way to whiten your teeth. Power Swabs. 800-208-1797.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sound like country music to me. Let's find out what Live Nation is announcing. The return of the... Oh, we're doing Bon Jovi first? Oh, okay. I didn't think that was...
That's what that sounds like, is Bon Jovi.
That's right. Yeah, it does sound like Bon
Jovi. Well, when you say, let's do Bon Jovi and country.
Did I say that that way? Okay. Yes. Now, there we go. John Bon Jovi and his wife, Dorothea, and the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, were on hand yesterday at John's Soul Kitchen Restaurant in Red Bank. They hand out free meals to furloughed federal workers. How far is Red Bank from where you are, Victoria?
About 15 minutes.
Is it? Okay. The program, in collaboration between the Murphy Family Foundation and the Soul Kitchen, John and Dorothea said, quote, since founding the Soul Kitchen, we wanted to ensure that anybody struggling with food insecurity had a place to go. We're thrilled to work together with Phil and Tammy Murphy, giving back in honor of Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yesterday was Dr. Martin Luther King Day, as you'll remember. Schedule of additional meals determined by turnout, feedback, and demand, and will be announced later on. The Soul Kitchen opened in 2011. Diners either volunteer hours or pay a donation for their meals. Now, there's a second Soul Kitchen that was located inside the Beach Center, a food bank in Toms River, which opened a couple of years ago. Where's Toms River from? Yeah, it's further south, isn't it?
That's about a half hour south of us. Yep.
All right. So they're pretty close together, these two places. And why?
Yeah, he's from around here. He lives about 20 minutes from here, so he actually is very personally involved with the Soul Kitchen, so I think he's probably not going to open locations that where he can't show up all
can't
the
go.
Time because he's pretty active.
And what's his story with his wife, Dorothea? I've never heard of her. I don't know. What
oh, they've
she...
been high school sweethearts.
Oh, really?
Forever. Yep.
Yeah, nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good story. Happy, very positive. Good. 26 past the hour in the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug focusing now on the country music. Live Nation announcing, this does sound country, Kara. You're right. Live Nation says the country mega ticket annual offer that allows fans across the country to see some of today's biggest country acts at their local amphitheater. One pass only. This year's lineup of eligible artists, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Florida Georgia Line, Brad Paisley, Luke Bryan, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett, Chris Young. This goes back to the late 90s. The Country Megaticket allows fans to pick seats in a specific area of their local amphitheater and use their pass to get into any of the announced country acts coming through their venue. There are 30 participating amphitheaters, so fans can see some of the most popular country acts from the front row or the lawn, depending on their package choice. For the first time this year, fans can also choose reserved lawn seats for their mega ticket. So,
I almost did this one. It's a good deal.
Did you? So how would it work
there
in L.A.?
It seems like this is a great thing.
How would this work?
It's either at the Irvine Amphitheater or it's in Glen Helen. So both of those venues participate. And they're outdoor venues with lawns because obviously that's what you need for this to work. And you buy one ticket and it just works for all those shows. And basically you're in the same seating area so you can't move around. It gets a little pricey. The reason I didn't buy it is that it gets a little pricey if you do the front row passes. And I like tickets that are better than the lawn. So typically I kind of like to be in between. And I'll buy kind of piecemeal my shows because of that.
Okay. The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 local time in the cities where they're going to appear. So that's the mega ticket from Live Nation, 28 past the hour. This is the mega ticket for radio lovers, DJ V-Time, 28 past the hour. Lying next to you.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates marched in Washington Friday as part of the observance, but the actual anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, legalizing abortion, is today. Smaller demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned across the nation today. In New York State, lawmakers may vote on a controversial bill that would allow a woman to get an abortion all the way up to just before birth. Donald Trump lashes out at the media. That's Donald Trump Jr. for how it's treating his father.
Imagine what he could do without the noise, without the, oh, every day there's a new reason for impeachment. Let him do his job. That's the job he was elected to do. And the media right now is really trying to subvert this democracy. They've done more to hurt the credibility of this country's institution as a democracy.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Listening to the DJV program may change your mind about some of the things, some of your thoughts about some of the issues of the day. We're here to discuss them, give you points of view from our point of view, and we do not all have the same point of view. Wouldn't that be a big bore if everybody had the same point of view? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Victoria's turn is up now to bring us into line with another big story, a big trender. So Kara and Jennifer and me and you listen to, it's like, remember, what was the stockbroker, E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. So when Victoria speaks, everybody listens.
Okay. Well, we've got an update on the Paul Whelan case. Now, Paul Whelan is the U.S. citizen who was accused of spying in Russia. We haven't really heard much since his December 28th arrest, but now he had his pretrial hearing. He's been denied bail. He has a Russian lawyer, and it turns out that they say that on that thumb drive that he was found with, this is where this the whole case lies. They said he had state secrets, that's what this thumb drive contains. Now, his lawyer says that he and Whelan's defense, the whole defense team, they've only been provided with about 5% of the contents of this thumb drive, meaning that Whelan says that he's innocent, and he says he didn't inspect the thumb drive when he had been given this drive. So we don't know who gave him the drive yet, which is also very weird and suspicious. He was attending a wedding of a fellow retired Marine in Russia. They had been at the Kremlin earlier. On the day of the wedding, they were acting as tour guides for the other wedding guests who were visiting, and he never made it to the wedding because he was arrested. So, again, this is just the most bizarre part of all of this, is who gave him the thumb drive, and he says he believed that it contained vacation photographs. So either someone that he knows who was in the wedding party gave him this drive, and it turns out it has state secrets on it, or he was working and colluding with somebody over there, but he has now been held without bail, and his next hearing will be at least February 28th. So he's got kind of a long road ahead of him in Russia.
What do we believe?
It's a very bizarre story. I think it's weird that he has a Russian. I don't know why he can't have an American lawyer. Well, why can't he have an American lawyer working with a Russian lawyer?
Did they say no? You can't have.
I don't know. I just thought it was suspicious that he only has a team of Russian lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was kind of
odd. The whole
thing
is kind of suspicious.
It is very weird.
Basically, because there's this woman that was captured in Canada, the Russians want back again. That seems to be a subtext to this conversation, but there's no action on either side. I don't hear anything from the State Department here. Do we hear anything at all?
I don't know. The last I heard was, I think Mike Pompeo said that they were keeping up with whatever the story was, the details, and I haven't heard, I don't know, Jen, maybe you've heard more about this. I haven't heard any specific statement made on behalf of the U.S. government.
That Mike Pompeo may run for the Senate, or somebody's trying to get him to run for the Senate. What do you know about that?
There's a seat, the Republican Party. There's a seat in Kentucky, his home state, that is up for grabs. I think the person's going to retire at the end of 2020, and so they're looking at someone who's going to be a shoo-in to keep the seat, because obviously they want to keep Republican control of the Senate. And so Mike Pompeo is extremely popular, especially in his home state, and so they're looking at him as a possibility.
So how, if he had to declare, and what, anybody find out whether he was interested, and if he is, let's say he's now Secretary of State, how long can he stay in that job before he has to get out and declare or do whatever?
I would say he probably has till the end of the year. For someone that as popular as him, he could jump in. I don't know what their deadline is in the state of Kentucky, but you've got some time.
Okay. All right, so there's that. Today, if you're interested, of course you're always interested in what today is, because we always have something to celebrate every day, and at this point in the day, I like to focus in on what we're celebrating, and it's the celebration of life today. The Celebration of Life Day, originally established as a day to celebrate the children who are in our lives. But it's kind of evolved into an occasion to celebrate life at any age, which is a great thing, isn't it? The good thing about this is it's all about you and celebrating you and your life. If you're a parent, it's a great day to try to focus on your children, appreciate the phase they're in. And first I saw this, I thought of Miles, and what a bebopper he is. You probably think that of your grandchildren or of your children. And if you're single, well, let's see, what can you use this day for? Maybe you appreciate the freedom you have, the autonomy you have, without having any children. Or maybe your children are grown, and you celebrate your own life. It's a perfect time to make sure. Here's something to do. All right, let's all of us do this. Make a list of the things that make you and your life great today. I want one thing, Jennifer, from you that makes your life incomparable, different than anybody else, and best for you. Even though we all have a lot to do, we're all busy, but what's the greatest thing about Jennifer's life?
Oh, my friends and family, for sure. Okay. Nothing necessarily professional. It's the people that are around me. I'm really, really lucky and blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And they're blessed.
I mean, what makes my life weird and kind of extraordinary is the weird schedule that I keep. I don't think a lot of people can realize what I actually.
Right. What you do.
But
right.
I get excited.
I need a nap just hearing about Jen's schedule. Okay. I get so excited just hearing about it.
So, what's the thing on the top of your list, Victoria, that makes your life great?
Oh, it's not to copy Jen's answer, but it has to be Lewis, my husband, and, you know, my brother and sister-in-law, my closest friends and family. That's everything. If you don't have that, you know, you can always get a different job or live in a different place. But if you don't have that support system, I don't know. It's that's pretty important to me.
It is. Kara, are you going to say the same thing?
I'm going to say the exact same thing. Okay. Oh, great. Yeah. So boring to have a nice family life. Yeah. You know, when I hear about people who fight with their parents or don't have a relationship with their siblings or something like that, it makes me so sad because they're the people that I can text and call and think about on a daily basis. And, you know, getting a picture of my niece or nephew or something
fabulous,
so simple like that makes me so happy. And just it makes it such a great day. I can't imagine not having that.
Yesterday, Megan took, because of the holidays, so she didn't teach. So she took Miles on the Amtrak train. And he'd not ever been on a real, he'd been on the trains that go around L.A., but he'd never been on a real train. So they took a ride for about an hour and a half up north and visited some museum in Santa Barbara, I think. And the pictures were so much fun. So that, yes, those sorts of things. Plus, those of you who have not seen, this is something to be thankful for. All right, so everybody pay attention. This is something that could make your life great. Dunkin' Donuts has a new Yoplait yogurt that you might want to take advantage of.
Does it taste like a donut?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just like a donut. All right, a couple of sports things here before we get to the TV report. I thought it was kind of interesting that Tom Brady went to see the quarterback for the other team. And this kid's, what, 23? His name, I can't remember. Is it Mahomes? How do you pronounce
Mahomes.
His name, Patrick? Mahomes, right. So he went into the locker room after the game to congratulate the kid. I thought that was, I think that's what most people would not expect, but they weren't surprised that Brady's first move wasn't to his own team to congratulate him, but to go over to this locker room.
I think people were surprised, because people think that Brady and the Patriots are such jerks. Like, the whole, I can't believe the Patriots hate that's out there. So I don't think, I think that it did probably surprise people.
Really?
It probably made him mad, because they want him to be a jerk.
Well, from all accounts, I know a couple of people who know him, and they quite like him. So whatever, he doesn't shy away from things. Remember the time I said this a couple of years ago. He was on vacation, and he was filmed naked in some chair, and I said on the air, "Wow, my body's better than his." I remember saying that. Nobody remembers that. I guess it wasn't worth me mentioning.
Well, we remember it. We just maybe don't have anything new to add.
Ah, okay. All right. A sports book in Atlantic City offering betting credits for customers who bet on the Saints against the Rams in the playoff Sunday. The refunds are due to the widespread belief the Saints were victimized by a blown call by referees during the loss in the championship game. It's Points Bet. It's doing this. Initially, it said it would refund all wagers on the spread and money line bets. I haven't the slightest idea what that is. What is the... I don't know.
It means if you wanted the Saints to win and you bet on them winning, that because of the blown call, this is something that that you couldn't get away from this all day yesterday in the sports world. It was just all over TV. Everybody arguing that the coaches should be able to review plays, the referees should be able to review those calls, and the way the rules are set up right now, I guess it just doesn't exist. So it was such a blatant hit. And it was an illegal hit. It was obvious. Everyone except the ref seemed to have seen it. And even the guy who did the illegal hit is now telling everyone in interviews that he totally committed a penalty, but there's nothing anyone can do about it now. So he's bragging about it from the Rams. It's kind of, it's crazy.
Right.
But this is the first time that I've seen sports bets give money back.
Huh.
So that's where it's kind of...
All right, so what are the odds I've heard a lot of, in the local media here in Massachusetts, television, newspapers, it's all over, as I say, all of the news media seems to be on this, the amount of, first of all, the money for the ticket. If you want to buy a ticket in this stand, yesterday, the cheapest price was $39.65 for one seat in the nosebleed section. And I think it's probably gone up. Plus, round trip from Boston to Atlanta on Delta, $1,000.
Whoa!
To get on a plane to fly to Atlanta. Wow. God knows what the hotels are, but I wonder what's the yeah. What are the odds? Anybody know what the odds are on this Rams versus?
Well, it was Patriots? 1.5 points favoring the Rams after the game, but now I read it yesterday that it had gone up to 2.5 points favoring the Patriots now.
I saw that.
So it's
too,
kind
yeah.
of ping-ponging back and forth. Yep.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's the daily update on the Super Bowl, which is a week from this Sunday. Meanwhile, in television news, Jennifer, I see Gillian Anderson. Remember her from The X-Files?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play Margaret Thatcher on The Crown. That's and the young lady that plays the queen, who's now been everywhere, she was, what's her name? She's quite a good actress, but
Claire
I can't remember.
Foy.
Claire Foy, that's
is
it, right.
Didn't she get replaced, too, for the upcoming seasons as the queen gets older?
I think everyone's getting replaced. Yeah, I don't know who she's replaced by, though.
Is no longer, what's his face, John Lithgow going to be Winston Churchill? Or is he dead by now in the story?
He must be dead because the next season, right, I think has Jackie Kennedy. So didn't Churchill, wasn't he dead by 64 or something?
Yeah,
right?
he was dead in the 60s, yeah. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer, what else? What about television tonight? What do we have to look forward to? Tuesday night on the Boob Tube.
Yeah, not a bad night. Conan O'Brien is back. The season premiere of his late night show on TBS is back. Season number, they take breaks, you know, and this is season number 9 of his talk show.
Jay Leno never used to take breaks. Jay Leno took a week off a year, and that was it. He was always on. I thought that was it.
Sure. I'll tell Conan. Hey, Jay, I'm sure he'd love that. Jay never took a break. All right, well, he's debuting his condensed half-hour version, so he's got shorter interviews, more comedy bits. That starts tonight.
What, he's only on for a half hour now?
At 11 o'clock, looks like it. A&E has a new series premiere. It's called Many Sides of Jane. Jane is a 28-year-old single mom. She's got 2 kids and 9 personalities. It's a docuseries that chronicles her life being diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder. That's on A&E tonight at 10. And CBS has a new episode of Finding Your Roots. This episode features Anne Curry, who says she's been plagued her whole life being multiracial. She's Japanese and Irish, or at least that's what she thinks. She's looking for her roots, along with Christiane Amanpour and Lisa Ling, who are also featured on tonight's episodes. On the networks, The Conners new tonight. I believe it's their season finale at 8 o'clock, followed by The Kids Are All Right at 8:30 on ABC, Black-ish at 9, Splitting Up Together at 9:30, and a new episode of The Rookie featuring the Vice President of the United States at 10 o'clock. CBS, new tonight.
The real vice president? Or
no.
Somebody?
Fictional.
No, please. Like Hollywood would put Mike Pence on a television show. Silly boy. Please. CBS, new episode of Big Brother Celebrity Edition, episode number 2 tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of FBI at 9 and NCIS New Orleans at 10. CW has a new episode of The Flash tonight at 8. Roswell, New Mexico at 9 o'clock. That's new tonight. Fox has a rerun of Lethal Weapon at 8, followed by The Gifted at 9. The Gifted is new, however, so if you want a new episode, you check that out. And on NBC, a new episode of Ellen's Game of Games, followed by This Is Us and New Amsterdam, all new tonight on NBC.
If you would like to have a great night's rest, please follow our advice and our experience and get onto the MyPillow bandwagon. MyPillow, they've come a long way since they started in a garage. The My Family part of MyPillow. This guy had his kids making pillows. Mike Lindell started in his garage with his children helping him, and now look where he is, 1,500 employees and millions of satisfied customers all around the country. Get yours. Use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on all the great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. Pillows, sheets, mattresses, bed covers. It's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Save half.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 25% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Hence 126.19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25back for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
3 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Jerry Akilin, Doug Steffen here to report on the most important news as far as what goes on in technology that affects you. Here's Facebook launching a petition feature. This, we had the lady from Facebook on last week. I don't remember whether she brought this up or not because we were talking about a lot of different things. So what is this new deal, Victoria?
Direct competition.
Right, can you start that over again? Because we lost the first part of your sentence. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah.
Okay. Facebook is rolling out a petitions feature on their, it's called Community Actions. That's part of their new initiative. And essentially, they're going after change.org. If you've ever seen a petition that pops into your email box, it's always from change.org. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Facebook wants to keep people on their platform as long as possible. So now you can do a petition and you can start it on Facebook. You can get all of your friends and family involved. You can get your followers into it. It makes a lot of sense. There are certain, Facebook has a lot of power when it comes to organizing things in a community way. The Pantsuit Nation Facebook group, it was massive. The first women's march was actually, I didn't even know this, but it was initially organized on Facebook in 2016. And as we know, that certainly grew to be a very large movement. So I think it makes a lot of sense. You can tag your local politicians, local local organizations, local officials. As soon as you create your petition, then you can start spreading it around. And they also have a town hall section. So Facebook is really trying to get into the community in terms of, you know, how people deal with things on a local level. Now, there are some limitations to this because as soon as I read this, I thought, oh, great, here we go. There's going to be fake petitions and fake news and all kinds of stuff. So there are some limits. You cannot tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They cannot be involved in any of these petitions. And so the reason Facebook did that is they're hoping to prevent people from issuing petitions, you know, about the border wall. They don't want that. They don't want calls for resignations from the president.
Impeach the president!
Yeah, so those are the types of things. You can do those petitions if you want, but they're not going to really go anywhere, and you can't tag anyone who would be relevant. So Facebook is trying. Yeah, so Facebook is trying to keep this on a local level. Now, the Women's March started locally, of course, and then it spread nationally, and they're okay. Facebook is fine with that. They're going to be using a combination in order to monitor these things. They have an algorithm that they've written for it, which will pick up certain buzzwords and keywords that, you know, will be red flagged, and then they also will have some human eyes watching this whole petition section. So it'll be very interesting to see where it goes, but once again, Facebook trying to make up for so many problems that they've had over the last few years. There's too many to name, but this one's kind of a cool thing, so we'll see how it goes with Facebook users.
All right, here's some tips to protect yourself from the latest personal data hacks.
The Geek Out. You may have heard that hundreds of millions of email addresses and passwords have been leaked online, and you need to pay attention. It's called Collection Number One, and it was posted on a hacking forum and is filled with accurate data. I can confirm that even my data was in there, and I know because there's a resource to find out, and more on that in a sec. Now, here's the reality. Eventually, somewhere, you've created an account that's going to get hacked, and your email and password is going to get gobbled up in it. The important reminder is to change your passwords regularly. Don't use the same ones across different accounts, and when available, turn on two-factor verification. To help with the link to see if you've been included in this hack and instructions on other important security steps, we've posted them on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Next up on the Hit Parade here on Tech Talk is a focus on Verizon with free spam protection.
Yes, Verizon has announced that if you are a cellular customer of theirs, they will offer free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So those features currently they cost $3 as an add-on call filter. So now Verizon is moving all of those people, those subscription people will no longer have to pay that. And if you are a Verizon cellular customer, everyone will be kind of grandfathered into this. Now, this may seem, oh, that's so nice of Verizon. Yeah, except they're the last carrier to actually do this.
Yeah,
T-Mobile
right.
and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So preventing robocalls is one of the most difficult things right now if you are a cellular provider because, you know, we get spam calls every day, all day long. So we'll see if this works.
All right. That's a good point. Thank you very much, Victoria. And Doug, you're 59 after the hour.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.